As the Lord may be pleased to help me, I ask your very prayerful attention to the word that you'll find in Psalm 43, verse 3. O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. This word here was spoken by the dear psalmist, but I believe it is the heart breathings of a dear child of God. And here the dear psalmist knew in the previous verse we read, why go I mourning? Because of the oppression of the enemy. And that felt mourning, I believe, of the oppression of the enemy caused that prayer to be squeezed out of his heart and soul. O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. David well knew the oppression of his enemies, the enemies naturally and in the world. He knew the oppression of Saul. He knew the oppression of his own son Absalom. He knew the oppression, didn't he, of those, I believe it was Shimei, when they burnt Ziklag with fire. He knew the oppression of his enemies. And I don't believe he only knew the oppression of his enemies for one moment, just in the things of time. But he knew the oppression of the enemy of souls, the devil. And that then brought him to that point. And we read in the previous psalm, don't we, that same inquiring of his own soul as in the end of this psalm. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Three times the dear psalmist was brought there, inquiring with his soul. And the Lord's word says, doesn't it, that we are to examine ourselves. And the dear psalmist here was examining himself. He was asking his own soul that question, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And he was asking that same question, why go I mourning? Because of the oppression of the enemy. He felt that oppression of the enemy of his soul. And I don't know how any has come here this day. I don't know how any has come into this house of God on this new year, the first Lord's Day of another year. Do you feel oppressed by that enemy of your soul? Do you feel oppressed with all that is going on in your life and pathway? Does it weigh you down? Does it bring you here where the dear psalmist was brought? Have you come here this day asking that same question? Why go I mourning? Because of the oppression of the enemy. Because you will find that he fighting daily oppresseth me, as the psalmist says. He fighting. And that's out of the old enemy of our souls fighting against us, and it oppresseth us, bringeth us down. And that's where the dear psalmist was brought. But it brought him to a need, didn't it? And I don't know how any of you have come here this day. He was brought to that need. Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. He didn't want the light of the devil, did he? He didn't want his lights. Because we know, don't we, the devil comes sometimes as an angel of light. He didn't want that light. No. He wanted that light from above. Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. And this here, this word here, it is for, from the lowest, as it were, to those that may feel as though they have had those blessings in days gone by. But you might have come here this day feeling as though you've never known anything. You may have come here this day, and I don't know whether there is even one here this day. You may have come here this day, and your heart may be as hard as the path that you walked on. And it may be seemingly as dead as the pew that you are sat in. But oh, this word, oh, that you might go home even with this word this day. Oh, born within your heart, oh, send out thy light. You'll need that light to break your hard, stony heart. You'll need that light to warm your cold, dead heart. Oh, the Lord can break the hardest heart. He can soften the hardest heart. Oh, and that light from above, that is all that can break that hard heart. And you may have come here this day, you may have come here feeling all that oppression, but you may say, well, I don't know, and have never felt to know that light from the Lord's word. But I do feel the oppression. Oh, I feel the enemy of souls is ever at me. Oh, he tempts me to do this, tempts me to do that. Oh, has he told you to give up coming altogether? Has he told you, I'll give up praying? There's no point, your prayers will never be answered. Has he told you to give up coming to the Lord's house? Well, it may be an encouragement to you. The dear psalmist was oppressed with that same enemy. He knew that same oppression. Oh, but if you feel, oh, that need of that light, as the dear psalmist did here, oh, send out. And as much could be said about the word oh. It doesn't just say, send out thy light and thy truth, does it? Oh, he starts off with that word, oh. And I believe that word, oh. There's such expression in it. Oh, the squeezings out of his soul. Oh, send out. Oh, he was brought to that real need. And if you've come here this day and you feel, oh, there's such oppression, that you feel that need of the light, of the Lord's word upon your path, that light of the Lord's word in your soul. You're not blind, are you? Because the blind have no need of light, do they? Oh, and it might be an encouragement for you, if you feel your need of that light, you're not blind anymore, are you? You may have been blind once, but the Lord has opened your eyes to your need. That light has come. That day star has risen in your hearts. That bright and morning star. And you know that bright and morning star, dear child of God. And you children, if you look out in the early very early part of the morning, before the sun rises, you will see the bright and morning star. It will still be shining there once all the stars of the other stars have gone, and you can see them no more, but you'll see that bright morning star shining brightly in the sky. And you know that bright morning star precedes the darkest part of the night, and it precedes the sun's rising. You children, you look out one morning before the sun rises and you will see that bright morning star. As I say, that bright morning star comes before or at the darkest point of the night and before the sun rises. And you may feel there in your own soul's experience here this morning at that darkest point of your night. You may say, I can't go on any longer. I can't do this. The oppression of the enemy is too great for me. The Lord doesn't seem to come. Oh, if you feel that need of the light, oh, the bright and morning star, I believe, has shone a little into your heart to make you to feel your need. But the Son of Righteousness will arise. With healing in his wings, he won't leave you, oh, to fall under the oppression of the enemy. And he didn't leave the psalmist here, did he, to fall under the oppression of the enemy? No. He brought the psalmist to a need. We don't know where the psalmist was in his soul's experience at this time, but we do know he knew a little of the Lord. Because he says here, for thou art the God of my strength. And you may say, well, I don't know the Lord as my strength. He felt cast off though, and if you feel cast off, oh, it might be an encouragement to you. Why dost thou cast me off? Why dost thou cast me off? He wasn't cast off though, was he? The dear Lord didn't leave him, and he won't leave you or I, dear child of God. Why go I mourning? Because of the oppression of the enemy. He wasn't left there. Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. He didn't want to be led by the world, led by the devil anymore, did he? And when the Lord comes and shines within your heart, oh, you will feel that same longing after the Lord. Oh, that his light, the light of the Lord's word. Come, and that light from the Lord's blessings, those lights are from his word, from his lips. That light upon the pathway, that light upon the straight and narrow way that leads to life eternal. And as the light is shone upon that path, may you see, may the Lord show you, oh, that it is lined with blood. That straight and narrow way, lined with his blood. And you may not be left to say, oh, that you will be brought to say, not that only that he shed his blood, but each shall say for me. Oh, do you long for that? That you may be able to say, each shall say for me, not only that he shed his blood, but each shall say for me, for my sins, yes, your sins, but I've sinned greater than any other. My sins are as black as black. But Jesus didn't come for the righteous, did he? It was to call sinners to repentance. He came to save sinners, the foulest, the blackest sinner out of hell. Oh, do you feel to need that light then? Do you feel to need that light upon your pathway? That light of the Lord's blessing upon you? and the Lord's truth, the truth of the Lord's word, that it might be made a blessing to you. And if you've had those blessings in days gone by, if you are brought back here once again, the enemy is strong against you, making you doubt what you've had, making you doubt your pathway, making you doubt your life, and all that the Lord has led you in. Oh, that you may be there then still. Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. He didn't just want the light and the truth, did he? He wanted them to lead him through his life. And oh, as a child of God is brought there to so long after the light and the truth of the Lord's word, that light and the truth of the gospel, that Jesus came to save sinners, that he came to save even you, poor sinner, as you have been brought into that light, that knowledge, that understanding, that want and that desire. Oh, you will want the Lord to lead you through your life. You won't want to go your own way anymore. You will want him to lead you. Oh, to be led on. But to where? Where? You won't want to be led back into the world. You won't want to be left to wander on. You won't want to be left alone, will you? You'll want the Lord to be ever there, ever near. Oh, with that light upon your pathway. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? You will be saying constantly. And you may be saying that now, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Lead me on. You won't want to be led by the devil. You may have spent many, many, many years being led by the devil, dragging you round. He doesn't lead you, does he? He drags you about. Do this, do that. All that you shouldn't be. Come here, come there. He won't be leading you on. The dear Lord leads his people on. Leads them on. Holds them by their hand and leads them on. And goes before them in that untrodden pathway. You may fear the way ahead. You may look at the way ahead and say, well, I can't see any way made. I can't see any help in the way. I can't see I've got any further. All I seem to do is go backwards. The Lord doesn't seem to lead me. Oh, pray on, dear friend, pray on, that the Lord will give you that same light, that light from his word. And the Lord's truths may be, oh, engraved in your fleshy tables of your heart. And where will that bring you? Now, as that dear psalmist was brought, let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. And you young ones may say, well, what is the holy hill? And I believe that holy hill is speaking of the hill of Zion. That Mount Zion that was found in Jerusalem. And, you know, Jerusalem was that city, wasn't it? And if I can find the hymn, Jerusalem was that heavenly city, and is symbolic, as it were, of heaven. Sorry, if I can find the hymn. And you, if you're brought here, that holy hill, you'll want it to bring you to the holy hill of Zion. And that hymn, the dear hymn writer wrote, you'll long after that same place, you'll long to be brought there at last. And that light upon the Lord's word and that truth, those blessings from above, they are but foretastes of heaven. Foretastes of heaven. What a favour and what a mercy to be granted blessings then from the Lord if they are foretastes of heaven. Foretastes. And if we're brought there and we're brought to that same desire as the hymn writer, Jerusalem, my happy home, name ever dear to me, when shall my labours have an end in joy and peace and thee? His labours, he felt to have laboured, and you may feel to labour on day by day. And you may feel that the labour is hard. Oh, even the labour in the Lord's work, the Lord's ways, you may say, well, I feel it's so hard, it's so trying, such a hard way. Oh, but you might be given that same prayer as the dear psalmist, that cry squeezed out of your heart for the Lord's light and truth, but not only for them, but that they might lead you on through your life and your pathway. And it might lead you through life and down to death. To bring you to that holy hill of Zion. And that holy hill of Zion, if you are brought there, you'll look down upon that Jerusalem, won't you? Heaven. If you're brought to those holy hills of Zion, you will be brought with those foretastes to be enabled to look at that heavenly Jerusalem. And oh, dear child of God, if you are brought there, in that, from that oppression of the enemy, to be brought there, the devil will tempt you that there's no benefit in all your trials and your troubles and your temptations. And as I said earlier, he will tempt you to give up. He will tempt you many times to give up, and he will tell you no longer to pray. Oh, but don't give up. Remember that dear psalmist was there. That dear child of God, that one. Oh, such a favoured soul he was, but he was brought there. And you may be brought there this day, oppressed. And the dear hymn writer here says, when shall my labours have an end? He felt that they were too much. But he had that view there of that holy hill, didn't he? He had that happy home before him. When shall my labours have an end in joy and peace and thee? When shall these eyes thy heaven-built walls and pearly gates behold, thy bulwarks and salvation strong and streets of shining gold? Why should I shrink at pain or woe, or feel at death dismay? The psalmist had that need of strength, didn't he? He felt cast off and he was a mourning soul. Why should I shrink at pain or woe? He had, no doubt, the psalmist had those troubles. The dear hymn writer had those troubles, and if you feel to have those troubles here this day, in your soul, in your body, or in your mind, and you may feel, as the hymn writer here did, at death dismay. But, oh, if the Lord comes with that light and that truth into your poor benighted soul, you'll be brought there, won't you, the same here as the hymn writer. I've Canaan's goodly land in view, and realms of endless day. Jerusalem, my happy home, my soul still pants for thee. It wasn't an easy pathway, was it? And your pathway will not be easy either. Your pathway will not be easy. And as I believe it was, dear Tiptaff said, we will not get to heaven in silk slippers. No. It is through much tribulation, as the dear psalmist was here. He was in tribulation. Through much tribulation. Jerusalem, my happy home, my soul still pants for thee. He was a panting soul. Are you panting this morning for the Lord to come and bless you in your soul? Give you that light upon his word. Give you that light in your heart and soul. That light of the gospel, that the Lord died for you, that your sins are all forgiven, that you are one of his. Oh, may the Lord come with that light into your heart and soul, to shine upon the road. Then you'll be brought where the psalmist was, won't you? Oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies, the enemy of souls, the enemy of the world, let not mine enemies triumph over me. They will not. If you're one of the Lord's and you have come this day feeling as a dear psalmist, the enemy of your souls will not triumph over you. No, you may feel he will, and he will tell you he will. He will convince you he will. But he will not triumph over you. And if it's bringing you to your knees, the old devil doesn't intend it to, I can tell you that. Oh, if his troublings and his oppression is bringing you to your knees, oh, it's bringing you to a good place. It's bringing you to a good place. Because you'll be brought where the psalmist was, and you will be brought as the psalmist was to triumph at last. You will be. You may not feel it now, but you will be brought to triumph at last. If the Lord comes and shines upon your path, and if he's come, as I said earlier, as the bright and morning star, you may not feel the sunshine yet of his righteousness upon you, no. And you may be tempted to give up. But the Lord will come. As the sun rises in the morning, the Lord will come. And you will have that time of rejoicing. The devil won't triumph over you. He will have you believe he will. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. But then the dear psalmist was brought here, wasn't he? Show me thy ways, O Lord. The same as he was here, wasn't he? Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. He wanted to be led. He wanted to know the Lord's ways. He wanted to know that assurance that he of his part in the Redeemer's blood. He wanted to be told, bear the witness with my heart that I am born of God. He wanted to know it. And you may have come here this day wanting to know it. And if you feel you want to know the light of the Lord, oh, you want to know that you're one of his. Show me thy ways, O Lord. He didn't want to know his own ways. He didn't want to know the ways of the world. He didn't want to know man's ways, and he didn't want to know the devil's ways. Show me thy ways, O Lord, thy ways. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. And we each need teaching day by day, hour by hour, because we're such poor followers of the Lord. Oh, we are. We're such poor followers of the Lord. From the youngest to the oldest, I can tell you. The oldest soul here will tell you that they are the poorest follower of the Lord. We need teaching day by day, leading and teaching. Because we're such poor followers. We will wander off left to our old selves. We have no desire left to our old selves, do we? Our wicked heart, oh, is so wicked. And we will wander off. We will leave the Lord and the Lord's ways. And inwardly our old carnal mind will say, no matter how favoured we may have been, our carnal mind is still at enmity with God. And our old carnal minds will still say, I will not have this man to reign over me. And you may be saying that this day. You may have come here so hard-hearted that you may be saying, well, I will not have this man to reign over me. When I get to such and such an age, I will leave the house of God. Oh, that the Lord might work within your poor stony heart. Oh, and that the Lord will shine as that light within your heart and mine. Oh, that he'll shine into our poor stony hearts. Give us that light on his word. Oh, that knowledge of him. That knowledge of his truths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. He was brought there, wasn't he, the dear psalmist, waiting on the Lord all day. All the day. Not just today. All the day. Let them lead me. He wanted to be led, and you will want to be led. As the Lord shines upon your path, has the Lord shone on your path this day? And you may be saying, oh, I need to be led. I don't know where I don't know how I feel. I don't know what I want. But I know I feel I have that aching void that no man can fill. And if you do, you'll want leading, won't you? You'll feel now as though you don't know what to do. Once you may have closed your ears to what the minister may have said. You may have read the word of the Lord and not taken a thing in, but you want now to know, don't you? You're brought there with that need, that want, but you don't know what you want. You don't know what you need, but you feel to need to be led. You feel to need to be led, don't you? And if you do, you are brought in that same place here as a dear psalmist, and you are found on praying ground. And if you're found on praying ground, oh, the Lord won't leave you. The Lord won't cast you off. If you're truly found on praying ground, the Lord will come. You may say, but I've waited so long. You may have had blessings in time past. You may have been much favoured. But now you feel as though the Lord has cast you off. You feel as though you're going mourning all the days. You don't feel that joy you once had. You don't feel that warmth you once had. But don't give up, child of God. Don't give up. Oh, that you might be given that same prayer here. Oh, that the Lord would come and shine once again, even on the words that you may have had in days gone by, that they might be, the Lord might be that remembrancer to you on this first Lord's Day of the new year. As we go into 2019, oh, we each need leading, don't we? We each need leading. Without me ye can do nothing, the Lord says. But oh, if we have that light and that truth of the Lord's word burned within our heart and soul, that light to see that, oh, the light upon the word, that light of the gospel. Christ Jesus came, didn't he, to be that light to lighten the Gentiles. That light to lighten the Gentiles. We each need that light, don't we? For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Oh, do you feel your longing for that light to shine out of your darkness, out of the darkness? You may feel so dark here this day. You may feel so dark in your poor, benighted soul. You may feel so dark in your mind and all that you're in. Oh God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, what a promise hath shined in our hearts, in my heart, in your heart, our hearts. You may say, my heart? No. If the Lord has shone a little light to make you to feel your need, he's still shone in your hearts. To give, well, again, what a promise. To come and shine in our hearts. Oh, and what a promise follows. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The glory of God. And as we look then at that holy hill, the holy hill of Zion, heaven at last, Jerusalem, my happy home, heaven at last, and to thy tabernacles. And the tabernacles, when you think of the tabernacles, are a dwelling place. And if that's a dwelling place of the Lord. The tabernacles are a dwelling place, but they're also, we know, don't we, the tabernacle in the Old Testament. That tabernacle was that holy place, wasn't it? Only the priests could go in there and God would commune with them. If you're brought to that communing with the Lord in his tabernacles, the Lord's dwelling places, and where, you may say, you children may say, where does the Lord dwell then? What are these tabernacles? Well, the Lord dwells, doesn't he, in the hearts of poor sinners. Oh, and if he comes and dwells in your heart and mine, grants us that leading, grants us that light. Oh, what more do we need here below? And you, dear children, oh, as you go on in life's pathway, oh, that you might be brought here, that you might be brought to fill your need in your young days. Oh, you might not be left. You might be brought to that need. This isn't a text for an old person. This is a text for the youngest to the oldest. Oh, if the Lord shines within some poor child's heart this day, to make them to fill their need, their exceeding sinfulness of sin, the filth and depravity of your hearts. Oh, to be brought to that need then. And the dear hymn writer says here, doesn't he? In hymn 333, O my soul, what means this sadness? Wherefore art thou thus cast down? Let thy griefs be turned to gladness. Oh, if the Lord has shone a little into your heart, be thankful for it. You might not be able to see the fullness of it yet, but be glad and thankful for it. You aren't dead. A blind man has no need of the light, does he? You're not blind anymore. You've had your eyes opened, dear child of God. You've had your soul quickened into life. The Lord has begun a work. You may not feel it, you may not feel to know much of it, but if the Lord has begun a work in your soul and shone, even with a little glimmer of light within your soul to make you to feel your need, the Lord has begun a work. The Lord has sent his Spirit to quicken your soul into life, I believe. So, if you're brought then and you come in here this morning, cast down at the beginning of another Lord's Day, and the beginning of another year, feeling you don't have much, feeling you need the Lord where you're brought in a good place. And may this hymn even speak to you this morning. O my soul, what means this sadness? Do you feel sad? Do you feel cast down? Wherefore art thou thus cast down? Let thy griefs be turned to gladness. Bid thy restless fears be gone. Look to Jesus. Look to him, dear child of God, that he might send out Oh, that light upon your soul, that warmth from above, that blessing from above for your poor soul, that assurance to you that you're one of his. There's much to cast you down. Your own wicked heart will look about, won't it, at the things, and will cast you down. And your wicked heart will give place to the devil, and the two of them will work against you. Oh, look to Jesus. Look up. Don't look about. Don't look within. Look up. If you remember nothing else, oh, do look to Jesus. Look up. He sends out that light and the truth. You don't want light from anything else, do you? You don't want light from the world and all the baubles and the lights and glitter of the world. No. No, not now. You may have wanted it once, but not now. You want that light and truth from above. You want that leading. Look to Jesus and rejoice in his dear name. What? Though Satan's strong temptations vex and tease thee day by day, if you feel there, this dear hymn writer did. So don't be put off by it. Don't be put off by it. The devil will tempt you and vex and tease you day by day, hour by hour. But don't think it's a judgment against you. The devil won't vex and tease those that are his own. No. And he won't tempt those that are his own. No. He will leave them calmly sitting on their leaves. He will leave them, with no need of a light. If he vexes and teases thee day by day, and thy sinful inclinations often fill thee with dismay, thou shalt conquer through the Lamb's redeeming blood. What a promise there. Thou shalt conquer. Thou shalt be brought to this holy hill of Zion. Thou shalt be brought to the tabernacles. You will want to come to the Lord's house, those tabernacles where the Lord dwells, where the Lord's word is spoken. You'll want to be found here often then. You'll want to be here as often as the doors are open. You'll want to come to the prayer meetings. You'll want to hear the word of the Lord. Oh, you might not have once wanted to. Thou shalt conquer through the Lamb's redeeming blood. Though 10,000 ills beset thee, there's much trouble in this life, isn't there? Much trouble in our pathways. Though 10,000 ills beset thee from without and from within, Jesus says he'll ne'er forget thee, but will save from hell and sin. He is faithful to perform his gracious word. And you may feel here, though distresses, you may have come in here this morning so distressed in the way, though distresses now attend thee, and thou treadst the thorny road, his right hand shall still defend thee. And we read of his right hand, didn't we, in Isaiah? It will defend thee, it will hold thy hand. Soon he'll bring thee home to God. Therefore praise him, praise the great Redeemer's name. We're so full of our own woes, aren't we? And so poor at praising the Lord's name. Oh, that I could now adore him like the heavenly host above, who forever bow before him and unceasing sing his love. Happy songsters, when shall I your chorus join? The dear psalmist felt there, didn't he? He wasn't there yet. He wanted the light and the truth from the Lord. He wanted that knowledge of the Lord. He wanted to know his end was well, that it might bring him unto this holy hill of Zion, those foretastes of heaven. He might have that assurance whilst here below that he was one of the Lord's, and that he might be brought to the tabernacles, the dwelling places of the Lord. And as he felt that need, as we need that light through our lives. Oh, as we're told in that book of Revelations, aren't we? We need that light here below. We need the Lord to light upon our pathway. We need that light from his word. We need to be constantly warmed from above. We need the sun naturally, don't we? We need the sun to keep us alive and to keep all things alive, whether it be plant life or animal life or human life. We need it to warm the earth. Oh, that there might be that bringing forth of the crop. Likewise, we need that warmth from above. That sun of righteousness arising. Here we read, don't we, of those dear saints of God, when they came to their end, they had no need of the light. And there was, because there was no night there. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. They had no need of that light, and I cannot light my eyes upon that word at the moment. They had no need of the sun, and the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. Why? They were now in that holy city of Zion, weren't they? They were now in that holy Jerusalem, heavenly Jerusalem. That city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. No need of the sun, the Lamb. And you children may say, who is the Lamb? The Lamb is the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the Lamb is the light thereof. In heaven, no need of the sun there. The Lamb is the light thereof, and that is that same light we need whilst here below, that light from above. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. Those of the Lord's people will walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honour into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. You may feel to have much night in your soul now. Oh, these dear saints of God, and you, dear child of God, if you're found in heaven at last. Oh, there will be no night there. That same light, those foretastes of heaven, the light from above, that light from the Lord, the light from the Lamb. Oh, you will have that light shine upon your hearts and souls. You will be given that assurance. You will come to know it. You may feel not to know it now. Oh, and they shall bring the glory and honour of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. And oh, that you might be brought there this day to know that your names and my name are written in that Lamb's book of life, and that we might have that light and that truth shed abroad in our hearts, that they might lead us through this life's tempestuous journey, and that they might bring us unto that holy hill of Zion and to thy tabernacles, to heaven at last. May the Lord add his blessing. Amen.